This is Dakota Datebook for September 12th. The Marquis de Moores cultivated a short-lived cattle empire during his time in Dakota Territory, but a long-running murder allegation also defined his time out west. De Moores wasn't popular in the Badlands. He had enemies who despised him for everything from how he acquired his land to his ambitious cattle operation to his development of Medora, even xenophobia. After all, he was a French aristocrat, not from these parts. But when the Marquis fenced his land, that really lit the fuse. One of his worst enemies was Frank O'Donnell. Frank was a hunter who shared a claim on the Little Missouri River with Riley Lufsey and Dutch Wanigan. They were furious about the fences, which they considered an infringement on their rights. Time and again, the fence wires were cut, only to be replaced. Then there was gunplay, a few sporadic shots leading up to a nighttime shootout surrounding the Chateau de Moores. O'Donnell had been threatening to kill de Moores the first chance he got, and the Marquis went to Mandan to ask a judge what he could do. Justice Mark Bateman told him, "Why, shoot." 2 days later, on June 26, 1883, the hostility climaxed in a fatal gunfight outside Medora between O'Donnell's group and de Moores and his men. Lufsey died, shot in the throat and chest. What happened next began a running legal battle for the Marquis. Murder charges against de Moores were dismissed twice in 1883, but on this date in 1885, the matter finally went to trial in Bismarck before District Judge William F. Francis. The indictment, by a grand jury, charged de Moores with Lufsey's murder. The Marquis asked for a change of venue from Mandan to Bismarck, partly because he believed Irish Mandan residents would sympathize with Lufsey, who was also Irish. The judge granted the change of venue, and the jury trial began with a gallery full of spectators. District Attorney T.K. Long rehashed the previous charges and also de Moores' history as a duelist, having had killed two opponents. The judge found Long's arguments so far out of line that the attorney was found in contempt of court. Long was jailed and fined $250. He had alleged that the judge and the Marquis's lawyer were too cozy, noting that the defense attorney had once clerked for the judge. The trial continued with the defense, and de Moores testified on his own behalf. He did not admit he shot Lufsey, but said his actions were justified in the gunfight. After the week-long trial, the jury had the case and returned from deliberation after 10 minutes with a verdict, not guilty. There were lynch threats, and a friend of the Marquis reportedly slipped him a pistol. He returned to Medora, to his supporters and his detractors, and the case was finally closed. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.